In black and white, a robed woman stands atop a plinth holding a gleaming torch above her. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. In beautiful monochrome, a sleek, boxy automobile pulls off a dirt road and cruises to a halt in a field. A caption reads 1937, the United States of America. Two men climb out of the vehicle and stroll over to a fake boulder. One of the men wears a sharp suit and trilby, the other, General Bratt, wears an immaculate military uniform and a patch over his right eye. The besuited man lifts the fake boulder, which then stands upright on hinges, revealing a vertical tunnel into the earth. General Bratt stands astride the hatch, then descends a ladder, followed closely by the other man. A soldier stands guard with a rifle as they step down off the ladder inside a spacious underground laboratory. They stroll on past a series of windowed rooms in which scientists perform experiments. One such experiment involves a turkey. They descend a flight of steps and follow a pudgy-faced scientist.
When did it start?
At 0500. We're 7 minutes in.
Flanked by Bratt and his assistant, the scientist takes a seat and addresses a clean-shaven, friendly-faced young soldier through a pane of glass.
Okay, Private Miller.
You've been smoking item 9 for 7 minutes and 13 seconds. We're going to ask you several questions.
How do you feel?
I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks.
Miller nods. A spliff smolders between his fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, Private Miller. When you think of your superiors,
what emotions do you feel?
Okay, Private Miller.
Is this normal?
Okay, Private Miller. Answer the question.
Bratt swigs from a hip flask and flashes a bare-toothed grimace.
This one out, sir.
Can you torch me?
We'll send someone in.
A man in a diving suit.
Holy bejesus!
Dressed in a spherical diving helmet trailing an oxygen tube, the man resembles an astronaut. He proffers a lighter.
Private Miller, answer the question.
What was the question again, sir?
When you think of your superiors, what emotions do you feel?
You know what problem I have with your fucking little dog and pony act you call the military? Here it is. 1, lots of dudes.
Where are the boobies? 2,
why are we underground right now, sir? Why can't we be out in the open? Why aren't we in a square right now? Why aren't we talking to people, letting them know item 9 exists? Get it out. Shout at the rooftops. This is great. This is the bee's knees, item 9.
Private.
We need you to be serious.
I'm serious.
Your dick, my mouth.
He makes like he's giving head.
That's inappropriate.
Miller pokes his right cheek out with his tongue as he continues to mime the blowjob. To Bratt.
Fuck you.
I've seen enough. Shut it down. Bury the hatch. Sell the land. And dispose of him. This never happened.
Dude, what happened to your eye?
Hello, bleep, blurt, bleep, bleep, blurt, blurt. Can you guys understand me?
Hey, where are we going?
This is General Bratt. We've reached a final conclusion on item 9. Illegal!
Hey, this is Sam. Good morning. Welcome to KRAD. You know, I think that last caller had some undeniable points, but right now we're going to get to the next caller, Dale Denton.
Hey, Sam. Big, huge fan. First-time caller. Here's my piece.
All right.
If marijuana is not legal within the next 5 years, I have no faith left in humanity, period. Everyone likes smoking weed. They have for thousands of years. They're not going to stop anytime soon. You know, it makes everything better. Makes food taste better. Makes music better. Makes sex feel better, for God's sakes. It makes shitty movies better, you know?
Pineapple Express. In color, chubby, curly-haired Dale Denton parks his 88 Cadillac Fleetwood on a suburban street. He puts on a Global Saviors t-shirt and rings a doorbell.
Hi there. Are you Sandra Danby?
Yeah.
Well, I am Garth from Global Saviors, and,
what is this?
I'm just joking. You failed to show up for your divorce proceedings like 4 times under court order, and you've been served.
Oh, great. All right, thanks a lot, asshole.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, love has no age. You can't instantly tell me that a man, because he's a certain age, can't marry a woman or love a woman. I'm dating a high school girl.
You're not maximizing your potential, baby. You honestly think this girl takes you seriously?
I like if no, but if I'm 25 and the girl is 18 years old, you know, in society, that might look bad, but...
Hey, as long as it's consensual.
I think it's consensual.
Driving.
Yo, you've been served. You've been served. You've been served.
You've been served.
Dressed in a ditto stat workman's jacket and baseball cap, he wanders through an office carrying a clipboard.
Walter Watzke III.
You here to fix the fax machine?
No, I'm here to tell you you owe MasterCard $4,068. You've been served by the best, my friend. Keep it real.
Dale tosses the man a subpoena, then breezes out, stealing some cakes as he goes.
Get a real job, you fucking cocksucker.
A couple in a convertible stop beside him at traffic lights.
Hey, Electric Avenue!
I know,
yeah.
Right? Hey, take that shit to the next level, eh?
Okay, I will.
Orale.
Orale.
Stubbly blonde Dale takes a white lab coat from the trunk of his Cadillac and throws it on. He bursts into an operating theater.
Dr. Edgar Terrence?
Yes.
You have repeatedly refused to trim the monkey tree that spills onto your neighbor's property, and now because of that, you've been served.
Oh, you're a jerk.
All this current system is doing is putting money in the hands of criminals, and it's making ordinary people like you and me deal with those criminals. Have you ever dealt with a drug dealer? It's terrible, it's weird, it's awkward. They kind of think they're your friend, but they're not your friend.
All right, Dale, get your point. Thanks for your input. Next caller, please.
What is it on my rock? Well.
Parked outside a high school, Dale spits mouthwash out of his car window. He snogs an attractive blonde student by lockers in a corridor.
I can't come.
What? Why the fuck not, Dale?
Just look, I can't come, okay? I have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. It's just a bad day for me,
Jesus,
okay?
Jesus Christ, Dale, when were you going to tell me that?
I'm telling you right now.
My mom has been shopping all day long.
Well, why is she even shopping all day?
She's already planning her
couscous. I said I might be able to go, so why is she doing that already? Now I look like an asshole.
You are one.
Oh, come on, don't say that. I just can't go. I have a job, okay?
Fine? Don't come. I don't care.
You don't care? Then why have you been inviting me this whole time? I thought you wanted me to go.
Because if you don't want to meet them, I don't want you to meet them.
I want to meet them. I just can't. I have a job. I'm sorry. What do you want from me?
I just know they'll like you, that's all. You're great. And you're funny. And you're sexy. I just want them to see that.
Want them to see that I'm sexy?
Hey, people.
Hi, Mr. Edwards.
Can I help you?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Yeah? I see you don't have a visitor's badge. That's why I ask.
Actually, it's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. I wish I didn't hear that, but I just heard that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just wondering why, you don't date a nice guy your own age.
She's very mature for her age. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey
Clark, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Dude,
I wanted to tell you, you were hilarious today in drama class.
Seriously, your Jeff Goldblum impression made me pee my pants.
I wish. Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Last week when we worked out, you forgot your shorts in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you hold this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going, Sporty Spice?
Oh, this is my boyfriend, Dale.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
You too.
Dude, I've heard so much about you. You're real cool. You're great.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, next year, college, man. College. Yeah, dude, it's going to be kick-ass. I will watch your back for you, because I know there's, like, tons of guys that are going to be trying to get on that shit, so.
Oh, good.
Because I'll got that. Yeah.
You got her ass.
No, perfect. I mean, I'll watch her ass for...
Good.
I'll catch you at home ec.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, you guys got home ec together, too. That's cool.
Yeah, we got a few classes together.
Good.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, man.
It's time to suck dick. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Hey, I'll see you guys later, all right?
All right, Clark. Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally going to take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's going to be cool. He'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You chimp fucking little bastard.
You've got T-minus 30 seconds to get off school property, or I call the police liaison officer.
We're leaving. 29. Actually, I'm sorry.
Middle fingers don't
stop
the clock. 26.
What's that guy's problem? Jesus.
I don't know. That's really weird.
You know what? I'd love to have dinner with you and your parents tomorrow night. I'm going to go. I'll definitely go. I'll shuffle some things around.
Really?
I'll be there for sure, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I just, you know, I want to show them you're in good hands. Yeah, I mean, I got nothing to be embarrassed
about.
Thank
you. That means so much to me and my
parents. Oh, no problem. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Hello?
Hey, Saul. Mind if I come by?
Come on down.
Sweet. Be there.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I thought the hurricane season was over.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Oh, I'm sorry about things just got out of hand.
Yeah, that's the way it was with my first husband.
Dale enters Saul's dimly lit apartment.
Hello? Hey, man.
What the fuck, man? I didn't buzz you in. How the monkey did you get in here?
Oh, shit. Some guy with a faux hawk let me in, man. He was leaving when I was...
Kyle, man.
It might have been Kyle. I think.
Might... Asshole.
I'm sorry, man.
What the fuck's the buzzer for, anyway?
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. I don't know your protocol yet,
I guess. Stuff your sorries in a sack, bro.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's these jerk-offs. Have a seat.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. Awesome.
Yeah. Check this out.
Lank-haired Saul waves a remote.
Satellite radio.
Whoa. Got two TVs and radio. That's pretty rad.
Nice home entertainment.
You're very entertained. Oh, wow, you got a cute picture, too.
Oh, yeah. Me and my bubby. Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you think you could pull the plug on someone if you needed to? Like euthanasia?
Saul nods at the photo of him with his gran.
Like on her?
If I needed to.
Dale frowns and checks his watch.
Kind of in a hurry, man. I don't know if we should start going down that road. I could talk all day about euthanasia.
Okay.
You know, don't get me started. Maybe we should just...
We'll
save it for next time.
I'll take that rain check, buddy.
We'll keep it going.
Okay? Business for the businessman.
Yeah, you got my number.
Okay.
Cool.
Brass tacks.
Yes, yes.
I just got a shipment of the dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
It's not
here.
Better than the Blue Oyster weed. It can't be.
My friend,
I can't handle better than
this
that.
This is like, if that Blue Oyster shit met that Afghan Kush I had, and they had a baby, and then meanwhile, that crazy Northern Light stuff I had, and the super red espresso snowflake met and had a baby, and by some miracle, those two babies met and fucked, this would be the shit that they birthed.
Wow.
Yes.
This is the product of baby fucking.
Smell it.
Okay.
Smell it. Enjoy. It's like God's vagina.
Dale sniffs the bag of weed.
What, do you want to bathe in it?
I just want to live in here.
Yes, you want to be it?
Oh, my God. I just want to shove it up my nose and have that smell all day. That's amazing.
Shove it anywhere you like.
Beautiful. What's it called?
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Yes, it's this thing like El Nino, this airflow that comes from Hawaii and Canada, and it gets the dirt, mixes it in with the weed in a very special way. It's actually very scientific. I won't go into it right now, but I am the only guy in the whole city that has it. Only 10 bones more for a quarter.
Okay. I'll take a quarter.
All right, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Let me get my scale.
Get it going. Grab the scale. Let's get me out of here.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Oh, crow.
Saul applies deodorant.
Where are you, little fucker?
A cross-shaped spliff.
What the fuck is this thing?
Ah, cross joint.
Yeah.
Never smoked one of those?
You can smoke this?
Man.
No.
This is the future. This is like the apex of the vortex of joint engineering. It's rumored that M.M. O'Shaughnessy designed the first one, the guy who designed the Golden Gate Bridge.
Of course.
My second favorite civil engineer behind Hans Carl Bandel, Madison Square Garden. What you do is you light all three ends at the same time.
Really?
And then the smoke converges, creating a trifecta of joint smoking power. This is it, man. This is what your grandchildren are going to be smoking. Future. The future.
That's amazing. Well, got the weed.
Yeah.
In the bag. Beautiful. Okay. Be careful with that thing, man. Here's the cash. Grab the stash. Alrighty, man. Thanks. Have a good one. Don't hurt yourself. Adios.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Let's smoke this fucking thing.
I can't, man.
I can't even light this thing on my own. Yeah, I need your help, man.
I'm in.
Come on!
Dude, why not?
Oh,
let's do
yeah!
It. Yeah! Why not? What do I do?
Okay, here's what you do. You equip yourself.
I'm equipping.
Okay.
Equip me,
now,
sir.
Now
nice.
Go.
Okay.
You are going to light these two ends while I light this end.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Blast off.
Dale lights two ends of the spliff as Saul lights the third and inhales. He holds the smoke in his lungs, then coughs. Dale raises his eyebrows and grins as Saul passes him the joint.
I'm gonna do it. Dad, go for it.
Dale takes a drag on the joint and its three smoldering ends light up. He lets out a small puff of smoke, which he immediately inhales. He grimaces, exhales, and starts coughing.
It's better to cough. It's like, it makes you 10 times more higher than the Crossmade and the Pineapple Express, man. You're like, totally fucking gong show, man.
Saul makes a fist and draws it close to his body. Dale hangs his head as a grinning Saul clutches his chest. Dale squints at the joint.
Hang on 1 second, man. Hang on.
Oh, you fucker.
Saul goes to his door and pushes a button on his intercom.
Who is it? Hey, man, it's Chris Jaybert, man. Let me up.
What's a Jaybert?
Come on up. You're not getting any of that Pineapple Express. Chris, he's getting snickle fritz.
He produces a bag of weed.
Hey. So listen, man. I gotta ask you. So, listen, man, you've been buying for me for, like, 2 months, right?
2 months.
I gotta ask, man, what's up with the suit?
Oh, I'm a process server, so I have to wear a suit.
Wow. You're a servant? Like, a butler? A chauffeur?
No, what? No, I'm not, like, no, I'm
Shine
a...
shoes?
I'm a process server. I, like...
In process.
I work for a company that's, like, hired by... lawyers to like hand out legal documents like subpoenas to people who don't want them, so I gotta wear like disguises sometimes just to make them admit that they're themselves so I can serve them the papers.
Disguise?
Kind of, I guess. It's a hell of a job.
That's cool, man.
Like a day-to-day basis, it's fine. Like today, I sat in my car, I smoked like 10 doobies, and then like went to go visit my girlfriend at
lunch. What?
Yeah, it was
sucked
bad.
On her titties?
No, I just kissed her. I just did that to make it seem cool.
That's cool. Does she like to smoke weed?
A little. Sometimes. She has a couple. She's in high school, so, you know, as much as any high school kid. She's cool as hell, actually. You'd probably get along with her,
really?
I guess. Yeah, you know? It only sucks because, you know, I go visit her in high school, and all the guys she goes to school with are, like, strong and, like, handsome and really, like, funny, like, do good impressions of Jeff Goldblum and shit like that, and, like... I just feel like a fat, dumb, fucking stinky ass turd when I'm there. It sucks for my ego.
Fuck Jeff Goldblum, man.
That's what I say.
You know, don't get down on yourself. You got a great girl, you got a great job where you don't do anything, you get to smoke weed all day. I wish I had that.
But you do. You have the easiest job on earth. You do smoke weed all day.
That's true.
You didn't think of that.
I do have a good job.
Yeah, you do nothing.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thank you. Oh, shit. All right. Business.
He puts rap music on.
Got my persona.
Yeah.
Hey, put that cross joint out, man. He sees that, he'll never get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
He does.
What's up, Chris?
Yo, hey, Sam.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, Holmes, good. Who's this?
Hey. Oh, that's my friend, Mark.
All right. Got the dough? There you go.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Nice. Good to meet you, Mark.
Hey, Saul,
yeah.
Any Percocet, please?
Percocet? What are you talking about, man? I don't sell that shit.
Chris?
Chris, you told him I was going to sell Percocet?
I didn't say anything about
what
Percocet.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Man, I just wanted a couple Percocet.
Well, I came to the wrong place, my friend. Wrong place. Sure. Yeah, nice. Peace out, Holmes.
Thank
God. Fucking lingerer, man.
Yeah, totally.
Linger.
Hardcore.
Fuck. Bums me out.
Bums me out, too. If there's one quality I hate in a person, it's lingering.
That's right. You and me both.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so I'm curious, what have those people done that you go and process and service?
I don't know. It's always something different, I guess. This guy, Ted Jones. Who knows, you know? It could be...
Ted Jones?
Yeah, why?
My guy, Red, who I buy from, he gets his stuff from a Ted Jones.
Really?
Maybe it's the same guy.
That'd be weird. It's a pretty normal name, I guess, but... Anyway, I should really get going, man. I gotta go duty calls, but it's good to see you. Thanks.
You gonna smoke and run? Come on, man. We can go look at some crazy things on the internet together.
That sounds appealing, but you know what? I'll tell you... Here, you know, I'm gonna run out of weed in a couple days. I'll just come by. We'll hang out. We'll watch... 227 and shit. And,
oh, definitely.
Cool, man.
All right, man.
Well, thanks. Good to see you,
man. All right, peace, brother.
Okay, yeah.
One love.
When you got behind on the mortgage, I guess someone finally made you alone.
Night. Dale listens to talk radio as he pulls up in his car.
13%.
That's disgusting.
He stops the engine and sparks up a reefer. He receives a call on his cell phone.
Hello, my name is Dr. Greenthal.
Hello.
I'd like to...
He puts the phone to his ear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Angie, what's happening?
Hey, I just talked to my mom, and they're so excited that you're coming for dinner. I mean, like, so excited. I mean, so am I, but we're all really excited. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm psyched, too. It's going to be awesome. Couscous. The food's so nice, they named it twice.
Dale, anyway, look, I can't wait for next year when this bullshit's over. I mean, when I have...
Oh, shit, I see the guy got a serve. I'll call you back.
Fucking cops, shit.
A squad car has pulled up behind Dale. Ignoring him, a lady cop gets out and crosses the street.
Jesus.
Dale watches as the petite cop disappears into someone's garden.
What an adorable little cop. Weird.
He takes a drag on the joint and exhales with his tongue hanging out.
Jesus, fuck. What the fuck was that? Oh, shit.
He sees a robed man inside the house shoot an oriental man.
Dude. Oh, no!
Dale tosses his spliff out of the window. The hot cop is inside, too. She shoots the oriental man. The dead man's blood runs down the window. Dale reverses into the squad car. The gunman spots him.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I'll wait and see.
Dale is blocked in by the squad car and another car in front. In a panic, he rams his Cadillac into each car as he tries to escape. Dale speeds off as the cop and the gunman run out onto the drive. The uniformed Hispanic officer glances nervously at the floppy-haired gunman, who spots Dale's spliff still burning on the tarmac. He picks it up and takes a deep drag, then stares off in thought.
Pineapple Express.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Oh my god, I saw brains and blood! Get low! Where do I go?
Long-haired Saul lies sleeping on his couch as an agitated Dale jabs repeatedly at his doorbell. Saul sits up and quaffs some red wine, then saunters lazily to the intercom and speaks into it.
Hello?
Saul, it's Dale, let me in! I just saw some crazy shit, man, let me in, please, for the love of God, let me in! It's Dale, let me in!
Dale?
Yes, Dale, that's what I said, it's Dale, let me in!
Oh, all right, man, come on up.
Dale tries the door, but it won't open.
I buzzed it, open the door when I buzz it.
Buzz it in 3 seconds, exactly.
One, two!
You work?
On three!
I did it on three. On one, two, three, go?
Just on three.
Saul pauses, then pushes the button again. Dale races up the stairs and bursts into Saul's apartment, where Saul sits skinning up on the couch. Dale slams the door and Saul stands up.
Oh, man.
He fucking killed him, man!
Jeez, I got neighbors.
He fucking killed him!
What? Who killed him?
A cop! A lady and a guy!
A cop, a lady, and a guy? Man, that's like a massacre. You saw it?
No, it was just a guy!
What happened to the lady?
No! A woman! A police woman, and a guy, another guy shot another guy, an Asian guy, in the window at fucking Ted's house.
Was the other guy Ted?
I don't know. He was a big, gray-haired man, and he had a robe, and he fucking took a gun, and he shot him, and his brain fucking flew everywhere. I can throw up.
What?
Oh, chicken fries.
Sick. You threw up on my printer.
I did.
Did you break it?
I hope not.
Listen, man, I think the guy was Ted. And the Asians are number two in town, so you saw Ted capping the competition.
They saw me. They saw me see them shoot the...
What? They saw you? And you fucking came here?
No.
Did they follow you here?
I don't know.
Did they follow you here?
I don't know. Look. Okay. Here's...
Saul peers out through a blind.
I saw him kill him. I freaked out.
Yeah.
I panicked, okay? Yeah. I tossed my roach. I crashed. Into two cars.
Yeah.
So they would have heard. They must have heard. They know someone was out there. They know someone saw.
They know someone. They don't know it was you. Right?
I don't know.
Yes.
I hope not.
Relax. Just sit back. Get ready to enjoy some of the rarest weed known to mankind.
Saul sits down and sparks up a joint.
Is it really that rare? It's like the rarest.
He looks at the spliff.
It's almost a shame to smoke it. It's like killing a unicorn with, like, a bomb.
Are you the only guy in town who has this? You're actually the only guy?
Yeah. My guy, Rhett, said he was giving me an exclusive sneak preview.
And am I the only guy who you sold it to? The other guy's got Snickle Fritz?
Yeah.
So we're like the only guys.
And Red got this from Ted?
Ted's the man.
Let's get the fuck out of here, man! Go! Go! Let's go! Because I threw roaches outside of Ted's house!
So what, man? I throw roaches all over fucking town!
No! He could find the roach and say, it's Pineapple Express in here! Saul is the only guy who has Pineapple Express! He must have seen the murderer! No! Let's fucking kill him! Oh, let's get out of here! Wait! Get weed! Get the weed! Okay, get anything we might need! Right. Snacks! Food! Fruit roll-ups! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Okay!
They leg it out of Saul's apartment and speed off in Dale's caddy. Two guys break into Saul's apartment. Matheson, a beefy African-American in a hooded tank top, knocks things off a shelf as Budlovsky, a curly-haired white guy, prowls around the apartment with a gun.
Red said he'd be here.
Budlovsky leaps into a bedroom with his gun drawn, then dials on his cell phone.
That's some drugs.
Matheson tokes on a spliff from the ashtray.
It smells like vomit in this house.
Wanna hit, man? Still lit?
I'm having dinner with my wife. She can always tell. Smell it on my sweater.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Want with my vest? It smell good.
Not my style.
You ain't got no style, motherfucker.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Ted?
Ted, it's Budlovsky. We're here. Saul's gone.
And Matheson!
He splutters on the weed smoke.
And Matheson!
Yeah, I think he knew we were coming.
They're not here, Ted. Hi, Ted.
Driving.
Okay, what do you know about Ted? I think he's, like, crazy about murdering.
Well, that's not good. Where the hell are we gonna go?
Let's just go. Let's go to a motel or, like, a hotel or a Holiday Inn.
No.
Hideout.
The police were in on it. They could have flagged our credit cards. No. They'll find us.
Oh, shit. I wish we could just go nowhere.
Saul lies on the bonnet of Dale's parked car.
Okay. Even if he found that roach, how could he know where you are?
Heat-seeking missiles. Bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you. Not a compliment. Here's the question.
Let's say he actually found the roach. How could he connect the Pineapple Express weed to you?
You can't, man. Only fucking Red knows. Only Red knows, man.
Who is Red?
Red's like the middleman between, like, Ted and me. And we're, like, mad fucking tight, man. One time, we got this girl give me a hand job, like, within 5 minutes of meeting her. I was like, I don't even know your name. Whoa.
That is pretty rad. But, like, let's say Ted calls him and is like, hey, did you sell the Pineapple Express to anyone? He'll be like, yeah, sell. Because why wouldn't he, you know?
No. Oh, no. Fuck that, man. Fucking hand job, Dale. I mean, imagine if I gave you a hand job.
Why would I want to do that?
No, I mean, like, if I got you a hand job.
Yeah, but the same rules don't apply to Red. He's a drug dealer.
I'm a drug dealer. Are you saying you don't trust me?
No, that's not at all what I'm... You know what? That's, you know, just ignore what I said. Call him. Give him a call. See what the dealio is.
Matheson and Budlovsky are with Red.
Ow! Hello?
Hey, Red, you okay?
Yeah, Saul. Yeah, I'm fine, man. I just stubbed my toe.
Oh, well, be careful, man. Be careful. Wear shoes in the house. Safety. Safety first, then teamwork. Now, listen. You know that Pineapple Express stuff you gave me? Don't tell anybody that you sold it to me.
I would never talk to anyone about the stuff that I do with you involving drugs.
All right, cool. Now, listen. I'm going to come by. I got to lay some shit on you. There is a fly in the ointment.
No.
Is it the fan? The lion will speak.
No. In the middle of a convo, please.
No, seriously.
Listen, we're going to be over there in like half an hour.
Perfect.
No, please. No.
Let's just go over there and chill out, man.
No, man, come on. Can we go tomorrow? Look, we're already here.
Just somebody else. Somebody else on the phone with him. Who's talking? I don't know. He's whispering to another man.
We'll go in the morning. It's better that way.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Hey.
So you're coming by tomorrow.
How'd you know that?
Yeah, I just heard you whispering to that other guy that you're talking to. Who is that?
Oh.
Right, Dale. Good job. Listen, I can't go in the morning because my bubby, I got to change a clock. Daylight savings.
Yeah, is that the bubby that's on 41st and River Street? The one where we played that shuffleboard that one time?
You got it.
So listen, we'll be chilling by noon, all right?
Noon it is, bromosexual.
Nice.
Hey, we should hit up the casino again, man. It's been a while.
Okay, yeah. We'll definitely hit the casino up.
Definitely. All right, peace, brother.
Dale and Saul sit under a tree. Saul's blazing a reefer.
Oh, I should call Angie soon. make up some bullshit.
I'm cold.
You're cold? Oh, I'm not cold at all. Here, I run hot.
Really?
Yeah.
You got more
thick blood. Yeah, no, take it. Oh,
thank you.
I don't appreciate that. It's okay.
I'm calling on you.
Dale drapes his suit jacket over Saul and wanders off to make a call. Saul gazes up at the stars.
Space.
He sprints over to Dale.
Dale, wait. The phones. You said they were cops, right?
They are cops.
I'm just thinking, like, maybe they can triangulate these things, man, or, like, you know, like, trace them, right?
Totally, that's how they got Saddam.
Right.
Fuck, you're right, man.
Okay, well, maybe they can, like, even trace them, like, when we're not even on them. You know, maybe
if we bury him under the dirt, the reception will get cut off, and they won't be able to do it.
Tie it to an animal and, like, be like diversion.
The distraction will never catch an animal.
The squirrel will be up in the tree, and they think we're in the tree.
No.
We'll build a hot air balloon and
then just no. We'll smash him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smash it on a rock.
Okay, good idea.
Right here.
Good idea.
Good thinking.
Ha! Yeah, get it.
God. Yes.
Saul flings his phone into the trees.
The fuck was that?
I was trying to hit that tree. I missed.
What tree?
That one.
Why didn't you smash it on a rock like a normal person, like I
did? How often does somebody smash things? I'm rusty.
Man, did you at least see where it landed?
I don't know. Just call it.
Call it with what? My phone has been smashed.
Well, you know what? I bet they can't even triangulate those things.
You shouldn't have said anything, because now you convinced me they can. You were very convincing back then.
Hey, fine. Go find it. Fuck.
Do you see it?
See what?
The phone, you idiot.
Why are we here? This place is so fucking scary.
I had an idea. You didn't have any ideas. Shut up.
That's not true. I had two ideas.
Yeah?
Nowhere in Quiznos.
Shh. What?
What was that?
What?
What is that?
What?
Shh. I hear something. Shush.
What?
What? I don't know. Just shush. Do you hear that? Dude, I literally hear nothing.
He sees something.
Oh, fuck! What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you running from? Return to me now!
They run in different directions.
Oh, help me! Ah! Please help me!
Listen to me!
I'm scared of this darkness! I surrender!
Go away!
I'm so close! This isn't funny anymore!
Dale!
Fall back!
Save me!
Dale trips and cracks his head. Saul runs into a tree. Dale staggers to his feet, then trips again and bounces down a grassy slope.
Oh, shit!
He runs to his caddy.
Car!
He gets in and looks around anxiously. Saul slams into the passenger side door.
Open it! Open the door! Open it!
What are you doing? Unlock it! I can't unlock it! What are you doing, man? Why are you posting?
Go!
Wait, no!
I saw what did you say?
Shut the fuck! Shut up, man! Shush! What was that?
I heard something, then I saw something.
You didn't hear anything, man.
Oh, I saw something.
Dale turns on the car radio.
Now, you're telling me that guy in the little short shorts broke your nose?
Right.
The bedazzler guy broke your nose? Tough man?
Day. Dale's car is parked off-road by some trees. Dale is fast asleep in the driver's seat, with Saul slumped against his shoulder. Dale wakes and looks around wide-eyed, then shrugs Saul off.
Get up, wake up.
Whoa, how did I get on you?
I wonder.
Dale checks his watch.
Oh, watch finally broke. Crazy, what time is it?
Saul stares at his wristwatch and frowns.
Well, that can't be right. Couldn't be 3 a.m, could it?
It's 3 o'clock right now? Holy shit, man. We were supposed to be at Red's at noon, man. What if he's gone? What if we don't get any information now?
No, it's daylight savings, so...
So it's only 2 o'clock?
Oh, no, it went forward an hour.
It's 4 o'clock? Fuck me! No, man, that's bad.
Oh.
Shit! We slept for like 18 hours.
My Bubby's gonna be so pissed.
Shit.
We gotta call Red.
Okay, how?
Well, we'll go to a payphone. No, I can't. Numbers in my phone.
Great, of course. Well, do you remember where he lives?
Yeah, I know where he lives. Yeah? What are you insinuating? Like, I'm forgetful?
Insinuate. Good.
Oh, that. Do you know what that means?
I know what it means, believe it or not.
To seem like.
Dale tries to start the car.
Let's roll, man. I'm done with the woods. Let's go. Come on, man. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, let's go. No, it's not working. The battery's dead.
Wait. What do you mean it's dead?
What do I mean, the battery? I mean, the battery's dead. The battery's dead.
What do you mean, the battery's dead?
How can I explain this to you differently? The battery is dead. It ceased to live. It's deceased now. The car needs a battery to start, Saul.
How did this happen?
Well, we clearly fell asleep with the battery on, and...
Oh, man, the talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay, okay.
But the car just committed suicide.
Shut up, man. I have an idea now. We're gonna go, we'll walk back to the road, we'll hitchhike, someone will pick us up, that guy will take us to Red's, Red will tell us that everything's fine, and everything will go back to normal. How does that sound? Does that sound good?
That's a good idea.
Keep our heads on straight, man. If we just keep thinking like this, we're fucking gravy.
All right. I'm in.
Let's do it.
They get out of the car and start walking. Saul is carrying Dale's suit jacket.
Can I have my jacket back, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking care of it.
Dale puts his jacket on and they stroll through the woods. Saul and Dale take a spliff break by a babbling brook. Saul exhales weed smoke onto a green caterpillar in the palm of his hand, then holds it out to Dale, who does the same. Saul chuckles as Dale loses his balance and falls over. The two grown men sword fight with twigs. Dale kicks out half-heartedly at Saul, who falls into fallen autumn leaves and curls up in a ball. He gets to his feet and Dale dusts him off. They leapfrog clumsily over each other and walk on. Saul pokes his thumb through the front of his trousers as they stand at the side of the road.
Hey, look, it's like my thumb is my cock.
Dale shakes his head. He holds his thumb out.
That's not going to get us a ride, man.
Dale and Saul ride through the streets in a motorboat which is being towed by a blue sedan. Saul taps the boat's windscreen.
Here's good.
They pull up outside Red's house and hop down onto the street.
Thanks for the smooth sailing, Sheree.
A man bench presses weights across the street as they approach Red's front porch.
We can trust this guy.
Yo, Red!
Who is it?
It's Bruce.
Bruce?
Who the fuck is this?
Saul! What's up? Is,
Who's this?
I'm Dale, Mr. Red. Nice to meet you.
Dale who?
You know, it's probably best if you don't know my full name.
Dale Denton. Don't worry, he's with me.
Dale Denton, nice to meet you, bro. Hold on, let me get this lock, okay?
You better. Get in here.
Coming in. Y'all wanna buy some drugs?
Frisk me.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Give it. Oh, look at that, huh? What's up, players? I've been up in here trying to get a motherfucker scholarship. Chilling. What's up with the clothes?
Oh, we were camping.
Camping?
Yeah.
Is your lip okay, man?
It's cut.
You been crying?
Oh, my lip. It's a cold sore. Never had one before, so start to cry. I think it's just like a lot worse than it looks, though. It's like a simple kind of...
Does that mean fucking herpes?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Oh, fucking sick, man. You know how many joints we've shared?
I know. I'm a disgusting person.
Oh, herpes is for life, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to definitely put some sort of medical ointment on it. I've been taking Vicodin. That doesn't really take the swelling down, though.
It's from that time I told you, man. You wanted to eat that lollipop out of that stripper's snatch. You wanted to do it.
Out of her vagina, I know. Remember what you did? What'd you do?
Nothing.
You ate a box of nerds out of a butthole.
Oh, you fucking said you wouldn't tell. You sowed your own poison, man.
Dudes, seriously, we're here for a reason. Just ask.
Chill, dude. Chill. I'm boiling some eggs over here.
That's great.
A lot of time to hang out. I'm making a fucking cake.
No shit. Just ask him, man. What are you doing? Don't ask for a piece.
I can't have a piece of that?
No, you can't have a piece. This is private. Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
This is my cat's birthday today.
I don't see a cat in here. I'm sorry. We let it out by accident?
No, because he died 3 months ago, okay? So now who's the funny guy?
Sorry. All
right? Today is his birthday, and it is a tradition that on his birthday, I'd get up extra early and make him his favorite kind of dessert.
Don't worry, bro. Your cat's going to heaven.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he went to heaven. He was a little fucker. He could have gone to hell.
What are we talking, guys? Ask him. Just ask him, okay? Seriously.
Ask what? Just come straight. What's up?
Yeah, right.
Laying on him, man.
What's going on? Right on. We need to know about your source.
Ted
Jones. See, Dale here is a protest servant, and...
No, I'm not. That's not what I am. He's
not that, but he was outside Ted's house.
Look, we don't want to bring you in to what we're in, okay? You don't want any trouble. We don't want to give you trouble. So it's probably best you don't know the whole story, okay?
You don't think I can handle danger?
What are you talking about?
You can.
I totally can. And for you to come into my house and not tell secrets because you think you're saving me, well, in reality, it just makes you look like a dumbass, okay? Because look at this. You see this?
His armpits.
You see that? There's no hair under here, bro. Okay?
What's the significance of that?
It makes me aerodynamic when I fight. I can take danger.
Okay. Has anyone called asking about Saul or the Pineapple Express or anything? That's all we need to know. Is it uh-huh or uh-uh?
It's uh-uh.
There it is, man. Cleared. Over. Everything's fine, I told you, bro. We had a wacky night in the woods, but we both can put that behind us like adults. Now it's time to get super duper high. You got that bong I got you in Tel Aviv?
Bar mitzvah, hit it up, dude.
Yes.
There you go. Why don't you follow his lead and just chill out, man?
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
You don't seem chill.
I'm more chill than you.
You're more chill than me.
Yeah.
Look what I'm wearing. Kimono, dog. What are you wearing?
Suit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's up with you, but I don't know if I like you.
Well, I don't know if I like you either, man.
Well, that's your loss, because I'm a great friend. I'm going to use the telefono to call my wife, okay?
Give her a call.
I will.
Go ahead.
Don't pay attention to what I'm saying.
Oh, I won't. Bullshit!
He runs over and snatches the phone.
No!
Liar! What are you doing, man?
He's a liar! He's lying to us, man! He's lying to us!
No, he's not!
He knows my name! He knows my name! He's acting weird! We can't let him phone anyone, man!
No, you're freaking out, man! You're paranoid!
Talk to your boy! I do not trust you, sir!
You're paranoid!
He's acting weird! I'm not...
Fred, I'm sorry, bro!
Fred hits Dale with an ashtray.
Holy cock!
Fuck you!
What are you doing, man? He's sorry!
Red spits in Saul's face.
Ow! Herpes! Ow!
I don't want to have to do this!
Red, you're crazy, man!
About the devil in my house!
We're friends!
Yes, I know we are! That place sucks!
You want that mess shit again?
Red clobbers Saul. Dale locks himself in the bathroom.
Toilet!
He drops the phone in the loo.
What we do in this life echoes an eternity!
Red stamps on Saul's groin. Dale takes a running jump onto Red's back, and Red staggers about the room, tripping backwards over Saul, who's clutching his nuts. Dale crashes through a table. Red runs to the bathroom.
He's going for the phone! To call Ted!
Stay out of here!
Red searches the bathroom for the phone.
Red! Don't do it!
He retrieves it from the toilet.
Red! You assholes! You ruined my portable phone!
Teamwork.
Yes!
You gotta break the door! Are you gonna pay for it?
They shoulder barge through the bathroom door, squashing Red beneath it. Saul stamps on the cordless phone in the bathtub. Red makes a timeout gesture. Red escapes.
Cheater!
I'm sorry.
Red!
He runs for the front door, but Saul drags him back, throws him into a shelving unit, and stamps on his balls.
Oh, fuck!
Red grabs his foot.
Time out!
Red throws Saul backwards over a minibar, then knocks Dale over the kitchen counter and grabs his legs.
No!
Where are you going, huh? Where do you think you're going, Mr. Wiggles? Come on! No. Get back here!
Saul, help me! Help me! He's punching my balls!
Woo.
I'm done with this! Let's try words! Use words! No!
Saul smashes a glass bong over Red's head, and Dale falls head first into a shitty cat litter tray.
You okay, man? Look, I'll get you another bong, all right?
It's my cat's birthday.
Dale spits out cat litter, then leaps up and grabs Red.
Yeah, there's a package in the mailbox.
This ends now!
He rams Red's head through a plasterboard wall.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
They tape Red to a chair.
Can't get the edge. Got it. Hey, Dale, do you think we're gonna have to kill him? Because I don't think I'm capable of murder.
I don't think I am either.
Maybe we could just convince him to kill himself. Or just not say anything.
We need to find out everything he knows, okay?
Wake up.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
What's up? Tell us everything now.
Talk, Red.
I'm gonna flex and bust out of here.
Chubby, slobbish Red strains but doesn't move. Dale points a cactus at him.
Trapped.
It's not happening, Red.
Okay, all right, I'll talk. Ted Jones, he knows you witnessed the murder. He found your roach. He sent two guys over here, Budlovsky and Matheson, two real big son of a bitches, and they're basically out to kill you guys. Yeah, and they're gonna kill me too unless I turn you all over. So you guys are basically fucked.
You're my friend.
How many cops does he have on his payroll? Tell us.
Well, there's the woman cop, Carol, and
lady cop.
I don't know. He could have a bunch. I mean, this dude is like super well connected, and he has like a really awesome hideout too. It's pretty badass.
Oh shit.
What else?
Okay, he's at a war right now with the Asians. They're like in a drug war right now.
The Asian? What Asian? The Indians are technically Asian.
It's true.
What Asians?
I don't know. What Chinese or Korean or
Vietcong?
Yeah, little Asian people, like the Asians with the guns and the drugs. And not his friends.
Bing dong. Hey, Red.
Oh, okay, guys. I know I sold you all out. Now I've been a real son of a bitch and a shitty friend. Saul, I'm talking to you. Dale, you're a new friend. But I can make it up, okay? I forgot bros before hoes. Just go out the back porch. I won't say anything, okay? I'll cover for you.
Okay, thanks, Red.
No sweat.
Dale and Saul leg it out the back. Budlovsky and Matheson burst in through the front door.
It was Dale Denton! Dale Denton and Saul! They're on the back porch! You can catch them if you hurry! Go, go, go!
Saul spots a dumpster and jumps in.
Hey, in here!
Whoa! I've got to get to a phone man, come on!
He said hi!
Why? No, look! Okay, if Red tells Ted's guys about my name, then they'll go to my apartment, and there, I have Angie's name, and they can put that all together, and they'll find her! Let's go!
No, I think we should stay.
Why?
So I'm in the dumpster already.
Well, then get out! Come on! You're already dirty!
Matheson's on the phone to Ted.
They're gone.
Well, find out what he knows.
Red, it's your last chance, man. You gonna give him something we can use?
Matheson, man, you gotta be kidding me, man. I mean, what more do you want? I told you that the guy's name is Dale Denton. He's obviously working with Saul. That they came in here, they busted my house to shit, they kicked the hell out of me, and then duct taped me to my grandfather's wheelchair. I mean, what more do you want me to tell you? Want me to read your horoscope?
You hear that, Ted?
Okay, ask if either of them were Asian.
What skin color were they?
They were white people. Denton might have been a Jew. I don't know. I don't judge people based on things like that. Obviously, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, you hear?
Dale Denton, not Asian. All right, kill Red.
Man, listen, I would just appreciate it if both of y'all would just take your shoes off me. And this is brand new carpet. You're tracking mud in here. Matheson, you got British Knights on. I ain't seen anybody wear them since 1987.
Ow!
Matheson shoots him.
What the hell are you doing?
Ted told me to kill him.
Well, how about a little fucking discretion here?
See right there. You see it? You catch it?
See what?
You used to not give a fuck about discretion. I think you pulled somebody's jawbone off. I think it. You was ruthless. You was ruthless, man.
What the fuck, man? You shot me in my stomach. I'm gonna die now, probably. Then I had you all over here for dinner. Fish tacos. This how you do me?
Budlovsky finishes him off.
So what did Budlovsky and Matheson say?
I don't know. There's this guy, Saul something, who's selling weed, who works with some guy named Dale Denton. That's all he said. That's all I got out of him.
Do you think he has anything to do with the guy that we shot? Well, did he say anything else?
Saul mentioned something about going to the casino. Weird.
Going to the casino? The Asians own the casino, Ted?
I need another beer.
He's gotta be working for them. Maybe after we pop that guy, they hired this outside guy, Dale, what's his name, Denton? To finish the job.
Maybe.
Well, be back in an hour. I'll have everything there is to know about this Dale Denton guy. Who he's screwing, who's his mother, everything.
You go ahead.
A Korean listening from a van says, I have to take a shit.
Wait, where are we going? I gotta get to Angie's. I have to make sure she's okay. What about my bubby? You don't think they'll go after her, do you? I mean, she has a different last name. Logis.
I don't know. We should get out of the middle of the road, though. Come on.
The sun goes down as they run through the streets. Angie sits at the dinner table with her mum and dad.
You guys can wait as long as you want, but 1 minute from right now, I'm gonna eat some food. And you can call it rude, you can call whatever you want, and you can be all polite with your clean plates, but I'm gonna be eating food.
Dad, you'll be here.
And I'm gonna go in the other room and eat it and check my email, because I'm done with this.
I'm not thrilled with it. No one's going to leave the table.
Saul and Dale outside.
Okay. This is it. All right. Sound it up. I'm going alone.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, I want to meet Angie.
You'll meet her later, man. Look. Look, I need you to stay out here. Keep guard, okay? It's really important. Watch my back.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Just be yourself. I'll keep guard.
Dale enters Angie's house.
Hey! Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Hey, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
Hey. Dinner. This is the dinner you invited me to. That was tonight. That's why I'm here.
Sit, please.
Of course. Hi.
Shannon.
Intros, Shannon?
Great to meet you.
You too, Robert, if I'm not mistaken.
Sit down so we can eat.
Oh, my God. Hey, okay.
What the hell happened to
you? Nothing. I'm supposed to be here right now. So I'm here.
You're all dirty and bleeding.
No, I'm not. I'm here for dinner.
You have scratches on your forehead.
Dude, you smell like shit.
Dale, what happened to you?
I was in the woods.
In the woods?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I was in the woods.
What were you doing in the woods?
I bird watched. I don't. Look, I'm going to come clean. I witnessed a murder, okay? I saw someone murder someone else, and I think they've been following me. And there's a good chance they went to my apartment where Angie has a lot of things. She has her yearbooks, report card, her cell number is written, and it's on my fridge. So they could then find this house. They could come here.
We should call the police right away.
We can't call the police. The police were the murderers. That's what's
we can't call
flipping
the police.
Scary.
They were the
murderers.
Angie, are you... I swear to God, you do something or I'm gonna.
So fucked up.
No, don't let him gonna. No, don't wanna. Look, we gotta get the F out of here. Let's go. We need to begin to prematurely evacuate.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high. Let's go.
We're not going anywhere. I'm coming back in a minute. You know what I'm coming back with?
No, what?
I'm coming back with a gun. You better be out of here.
Robert, don't.
I'm not fucking with you.
Your gun? His gun? Why do you have a... Don't get a gun. Why would he bear arms? Look, no. We need to go. Everyone, I'm leading the parade.
Saul sits on the curb outside, pulling a sweet wrapper taut over his face. Matheson's sports car pulls up across the street. Saul hides behind a bin, then scampers towards the house. In the parked car, Matheson looks towards the house, grins and claps his hands.
This is so exciting.
Okay, is this where you parked? Let's sally forth!
Who is after you? After Angie?
They're drug dealers. I have reason to believe that they're drug dealers.
Seriously, what are you talking about? This is crazy out of your mind.
I know, it sounds crazy.
Saul runs in. Angie grabs a fork and stabs him in the shoulder.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Get
Jesus, cut. Okay, just stop.
He's what you do. He's one of the drug dealers.
He's my pot dealer.
He's your pot dealer.
Dale pulls the fork from Saul's shoulder.
Gross. Are you okay?
Dale, who is this?
He's my... Oh, shit, get down.
They duck and Angie's bespectacled dad shoots a hole in a kitchen cabinet. Outside...
What was that?
That was a gunshot.
Budlovsky cocks his pistol, and they make for the house.
Stop! Good guy! Stop it! He's with me! He's with me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Put down the gun!
You assholes do exactly what I say, or I will take you outside and fuck you in the street!
No! Don't do that!
Don't fuck us anywhere!
Budlovsky and Matheson enter the house. Budlovsky nods in the direction of the dining room, then strolls down the hall. Matheson enters the empty dining room and looks out through the window.
Anybody out there?
He turns from the window.
Say now.
He spots the food on the table.
Hey, the food's still warm.
He buries each of his hands in a plate of rice.
Love it. Come on, Saul, come on, right. come on. Yes, we made it. We're all safe, guys, we made it.
What are you doing?
Get
the fuck out of my car. I can't even believe you think that would be an option.
Okay, no, that makes sense. It makes sense. Come on, let's go. It makes sense. He's right.
You stay away from my family, period.
Okay.
So where do we go? What do we do?
Go to the Days Inn downtown, okay? Use a fake name. Garagely. I'll contact you. Look, I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're capable of, but I will keep you guys safe. I promise that. I'll keep you safe.
Fuck off, loser.
Angie, you're a fucking idiot. I say that with love.
At Ted's house...
So get this. We triangulated the cells, and they smashed one, and then they threw the other one in the woods to try to distract us. It took an hour for Jared to find it. And then he said that he found Denton's car, filled with all these strange disguises. A powdered wig, a sombrero, leotards. I mean, what the fuck does that mean, you know?
But why don't I just call the Asians and talk to Sean? Why beat around the bush, you know?
A middle-aged Korean guy in a white suit lounges on a mattress as a younger man gives him a pedicure. The besuited man answers his phone.
Yeah, what's that all?
Chuck, it's Ted.
Record this conversation.
Ted, what a surprise. What can I do for you?
Well, Chung, my friend, let me tell you. You know, we both know that you sent one of your very skilled
hitmen over here last night, and I and my colleague
made a little decoration on our window. Should have seen it.
We painted the wall with his brain. Painted it.
And now this Dale Denton guy? You serious? Just stop it, okay? Stop it, or you're asking for war. Do you want a war?
Fuck your mama.
All right, you listen to me, chum, you motherfucker!
It is on! We're coming at you with everything we got! It's on, so you better get your head out of your ass and be ready for everything! You are fucking dead!
You're so dumb. Do you have any idea how weak you just made us look?
He pounds the sofa.
God damn it!
Chung says, totally sweet, Ted Jones is slipping.
Torai! We should strike now, with full force. Your brother's death will not be in vain.
Dale and Saul sit in a tree.
I gotta say, I've had like a lot of weed dealers in my day. You're by far the coolest I've ever had, man. They were all dicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. That means a lot to me, you know? It's like you're the first guy that I ever sold to that I became friends with. They say, like, don't dip the pen in company ink. I'm totally glad I dipped in your ink, bro.
Dale nods.
Yeah.
Saul beams fondly.
So we should get out of town, probably. That's probably our next move. We just get on a bus and leave, right? Get bus tickets, go to the next town, contact some police.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally, like...
You're glad you dipped your pen in my ink. Yeah, but we should go, we should get bus tickets and leave, right?
What?
Get on a bus, leave, buy bus tickets.
Yeah, I only have like 50 bucks. I don't think that'll even buy one ticket.
What about your sack?
Oh, man, it's fucking killing me. I feel like I pop one.
Ew, no, that's unfortunate, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, like, the sack of weed. Couldn't we just, like, sell some weed and get some cash and buy bus tickets?
Of course, man, that's what I do.
That's what you do. Fucking A.
Okay, so you're gonna buy tickets for Saturday's game, right? These guys are amazing. Psst. What the fuck do you want?
You guys wanna buy some chronic?
Saul does the worm. One of the kids does the robot. Saul shakes his backside. She's a coconut girl in a hot fashion world. A stoned kid runs on the spot as they let off firecrackers.
Let's go.
Go, go. Move.
They shoo the kids away.
You fucking did it, man. Good. You are a good salesman. You got it in you, man.
I'm about to go get some soda.
Yeah, get some snacks. Get some burritos or something. I don't know. Something to drink, too. Something good. See you, man. Nice.
Dale sits smoking a joint. A fat cop jumps out of a squad car brandishing a can of mace.
Don't move. Don't you move. This shit hurts. Don't move. What's in your hand? What's in your hand?
It's weed. It's a joint. It's a roach.
Come
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Right here.
I was just smoking.
What's
this.
In your hand?
I thought it was decriminalized, to be honest with you. I have a horrible anorexia, and it helps my appetite. I'm so sorry.
Look, selling narcotics to my students is not decriminalized.
Okay, I understand that.
I'm the liaison officer for this school. And guess what? I just saw three students walking from back here with their eyes as red as the devil's dick. You're busted.
Saul makes his way back towards Dale carrying two soft drinks. He spots the cop and darts behind a wall.
On the hood.
Okay, I'm on the hood.
Okay.
Whoa,
stand
come
still,
on!
Stand still,
okay,
stand still.
Okay, I'm still.
Okay,
I'm
on
sorry.
The hood.
Okay,
you
I'm on the hood.
You better hope it's clean. You better hope ain't shit
clean.
On this record. I'm gonna put my foot up in your way.
Oh my God.
She cuffs him, then looks him up on a computer in the car.
Oh, big sexy with glasses.
The words arrest on sight.
This is Officer Barber, requesting an update on fugitive Dale Denton. I repeat, requesting update on Dale Denton. I have the fugitive in custody.
425, what's your location?
To Dale.
You going down.
What? What do you mean I'm going? Why am I going down?
Uh-huh.
What did that thing tell you?
What
are you doing?
What
is that?
What are you?
What do you think? Why do you hate me so much? What did that thing say?
Hit and run, Mr. Denton. Hit and run.
Shit.
Two parked cars two nights ago, and one of them was actually a police cruiser.
Oh, no.
You got to be the dumbest motherfucker in captivity.
Oh, my God.
So you telling me you saw Ted Jones and a police officer shoot somebody?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Do
you and
believe
you saw
me?
It?
Yes, you believe me?
I don't know. Give me a minute. It was a woman or a man?
It was a police woman. It was a woman.
Oh, I think I know who that bitch was.
Yes, I will identify that bitch.
Dale's in the back of the car.
Thank you so much for believing me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you this. I bet I get to the bottom of it. I take this badge off and get to the bottom of it. I don't work for the law. Okay, the law works for me. I promise you, I've been smelling something in this department for a long time, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit.
Saul jumps in front of the car.
Oh, no. What the hell was that?
Oh,
what is that?
His red drink splats over the windscreen. Officer Barbara climbs out as Saul goes round the back of the car.
No, no, no. No!
Saul
no,
gets in the driver's
no,
seat.
No, what are you doing?
I'm saving you, amigo. No, don't no, worry.
Oh, what? Freeze, goddammit! Don't you even think about it!
Stop
this car! It's an old-fashioned escape
right
mission, buddy!
Now! Stop this car!
Saul reverses at speed. Carol, the bad cop, heads towards the scene.
Oh,
what the fuck are you
shit,
doing?
Oh,
what
shit,
are you doing?
Oh, shit!
They crash into Carol.
Oh, shit! It's the lady cop! That's the murderer! No, no.
What?
That's the lady
what
cop!
What do you mean? Then who's that?
I don't know!
They race towards Officer Barbara, who opens fire. Saul swerves to avoid a 4x4.
Oh my God, they're shooting!
Carol is on their tail. She chases them into an intersection. They take a left turn, avoiding oncoming traffic.
Shit, I can't see! It's slushy!
Turn on the wipers!
It's not working!
But kick out the window, isn't that what they do?
I don't know! How do you drive with one foot?
I don't know!
He kicks a hole in the windscreen.
Ow. Fuck, I think I pulled my groin!
His foot stuck in the windscreen.
Get your butt out of there! He's getting on his bench! He's behind us!
Our car's better!
Get your leg out of there, man! Seriously!
I can't!
Put it in a maximum overdrive!
Saul drives onto the central reservation.
Oh, no, 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 no! Oh, no! Oh, shit!
Ow!
Get it out!
Ow!
He collides with another car. The hubcap falls off. Saul's foot is free.
Whoa! Whoa! Danger! Danger! Trees! 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 Squirrel!
They drive across a green with trees.
Hey, I can see through my leg hole.
Nice, nice! Look out! Look out! Tree! 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 You did it, man!
They slalom round trees.
Oh, shit!
Shit!
They hit a ramp. Saul through the air and lands safely. Saul's airbag inflates. Carol drives side by side with them.
I'm scared, Saul! I'm scared!
Don't worry, man, I'm handling this!
We'll do something!
Alright, hold on! I got an idea!
He stops, so does Carol. She points her gun.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
She shoots out a window. She wounds a bystander.
What the fuck was that?
Fuck, oh shit, I'm sorry, I thought you'd just go past!
Why? I don't know!
They drive into a busy parking lot, careening round cars, some parked. Carol swerves to avoid a moving car and heads straight for a parked one. Her cruiser tilts, rolls over, and ends up on its side. Dale and Saul watch.
Oh, my.
Wow.
They pull up in a quiet street.
Yes! Yes, we made it!
Right.
All right, man!
All right, Eagle, let's
no,
get the fuck out
no,
of here!
No, what are you doing? You forgot me, you idiot! Come back! Come back! Saul!
Sorry, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, thank you. Okay, okay, no, wait, get the handcuff keys, you idiot! Ow!
Carol's with Ted in his garden.
As soon as we kill those sacks of shit tonight, Ted, moving on.
Carol, a plaster on her forehead, wipes her hands, then pops gum into her mouth.
Okay. All right. And I promise you, you're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, sure, shit, you will.
For now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the farm tonight. We're going to move tonight's shipment. And then the first thing tomorrow morning, we are going to hunt these guys down. Dale, Saul, the Asians, every last one of them. We're going to fucking kill them all. So smile.
Shut up.
The uniformed Carol throws punches.
Say something in Spanish. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead.
In a phone box.
Are you using protection?
I know you're using
protection. Oh, yes. May I have the garage lee room, please?
Hello?
Hello, is Angie there?
Dale!
Angie?
Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm good, I'm fine, I'm great. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, good, I came up with a plan.
Okay, it might sound weird at first, but just listen.
Dale! You know what? Drug dealers, let me just tell you something. Drug dealers are trying to kill me, and you, and my family.
I can't believe I'm in this situation right now because of you.
And your addiction to marijuana. I cannot believe I'm here.
Can't be addicted to marijuana. A, I use a bong. It filters out the addictive shit. Seriously. B, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? I witnessed a murder, Angie.
And now I'm dealing with it. This, that's happening between us, this is normal.
This happens to every couple who's been dating for 3 months, and we just have to work through it.
No, it doesn't, Dale. This doesn't happen to anyone. I should not be in this situation, so fuck you.
You know what? It's over.
Good. Fine. Whatever. It's over. Congratulations. Had to happen sometime, right? Why not now?
What the fuck does that mean?
It means that you are going to go to college next year. You'll get into Godspeed, You Black Emperor, and the fucking Shins, and you'll blow a bunch of dudes, and you'll become a lesbian, and I'll be here in fucking Clark County doing shit all. You're going to dump me, so fuck it. Have a good time.
A lesbian?
Fuck you, Dale. You never didn't like me anyway, did you? You didn't even want to meet my parents.
I always cared about you. That's not what this is ever, okay? I always care about you, Angie.
Why do you ever act like it, huh? Why do you never act like you care about anything?
Because I'm high! Fuck! And it... What do you want? Okay, Jesus.
Call me when I can go home.
Saul's on the phone.
You lost to play in Bidwest? You pimp. No, I'll give you more, but you cannot gamble with it. I'm sorry about the clocks. I couldn't remember if today or tomorrow. I gotta go. I love you. You wise ass. Hey, you all right, man?
Sounded pretty hectic.
I'm okay. Let's just get the fuck out of here, okay?
All right. First things first.
Saul starts to light up.
Don't do that, okay?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Car chase? Gunshots? That clearly just happened. Because we were smoking marijuana.
No, man. That happened because those fucking kids couldn't keep their shit on the down low, yeah?
In case you haven't noticed, which you haven't, because from what I can tell, you don't notice anything ever, we are not very functional when we're high. Which is all the fucking time.
Well, I don't know, man. I think I'm functioning right now. I was, like, stoned when I saved you with those slushies. What do you got to say to that, man?
Okay, well, that would be true if you had saved me. But you didn't save me. She was going to help us, and you made things worse. Now we're wanted for all sorts of fucking crazy shit.
Don't fucking get on my case, all right? Look, only reason I started selling pot is so I could put my bubby in a nice retirement home.
Oh, yeah, she must be proud of you for that.
She is really proud of me, and I'm going to become something, man. As soon as she dies, I'm going to become a civil engineer. I'm going to design septic tanks for playgrounds. Little kids can take shits. You idiot, what the hell do you do?
What I'm gonna do, besides staying in my home for fear that you've designed some object I'm around, I'm gonna be on the radio, talking about life.
Oh!
Giving lessons about
life.
Put me
in my place! I'm gonna be designing buildings, and what's he gonna be doing? Boring people death on the radio!
You are an asshole. That's all you are, you're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole!
You are an asshole!
You know what? I feel pretty sure that I'm not an asshole. Yeah. I'm like a totally nice guy.
I'm just as nice as you are, so you don't bring that out. When we were in the woods, I gave you my jacket. You were cold, and I clothed you.
How about in the park when I said that you were my friend? You didn't say anything back.
Well, that's easy. It's because we're not friends. You are my drug dealer. There's one reason we know each other. I like the drugs you sell. That's it. If you didn't sell those drugs, I would have no idea who you were, and I would be fantastic right now! Instead of looking like this!
Saul's tight-lipped.
That sounded mean.
Yeah,
just
man.
Hearing it sounded mean. I didn't mean to say
it's
all
out,
that.
It's out, bro. Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
What?
Yeah.
That's not even an expression.
Pandora doesn't go back in the box. He only comes out.
I'm sorry, man. Look, what are you doing?
Here, have a nice last meal.
Come on.
Saul throws him money.
Don't do that.
Why'd you supersize it, bitch?
I'm sorry, man. Look, come back. I didn't mean that.
Dale watches as Saul slopes off, his bag over his shoulder. Dale strolls down a street. He stops by a couple of garbage cans and bends down to pick something out of one of them. Dale shakes the fluffy toy. Saul sits at the 458 bus stop with three other people. His eyes closed, he takes no notice of them. Dale stands beside a payphone. He picks up the receiver, then puts it down. In a kid's play park, Saul sits on a swing, weeping. A little girl in a blue swimsuit watches him through the wire fence of a nearby tennis court. Saul takes a bite from a big bun, then pulls it away. Dale stands by another payphone. He glances across at a woman with a little boy who's hand-painting. Dale puts a coin in the payphone and dials. Angie answers.
Hello? Dale?
It is Dale. Angie,
I'm calling because I love you more than anything in the world. And I want to let you know I'll do anything to make it work. I'll do anything. I've had a near-death experience. And when that happens, you can prioritize your life and you are it, okay? So please just take me back. Please. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah?
I just took the lose you down. We were driving away from the house and I just kept thinking... I don't know, I want to marry you.
Oh, I made a mistake.
What do you mean? What?
I'm just processing that last bit. You want to, fuck.
What?
I don't know. I realize now that if you would take me back, then you are very naive and immature. You don't see what a fuck-up I am. I'm in no shape to be dated by anyone.
You're the one that's immature.
No way. I'm not immature. You're immature. I mean, I am somewhat immature, but you're more immature. I'm older.
Just because you're older. You know what? I lost my virginity when I was 14 years old.
Really?
How many girls have you even slept with?
Like 2.5?
2.5? What is a half? Your hand? That
no,
doesn't
it was
count.
The dipper I dipped a ball in. I can't remember why. I just remember thinking this doesn't count as a full point. If I said 3, I'd feel like a liar. I don't know why. I was drunk.
Screw you. Just get me out of this motel room.
I will, and that's the last you'll ever hear from me, okay?
They both hang up.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
He picks up a phone book.
The Locus. Hey, the Locus.
Point Break Retirement Home.
So do you use the pool over here?
I don't play games.
Yes, I use the pool. Come on, what do you want from me?
We need your grandson. We need you to get on the phone with your grandson.
What are you talking about, my grandson? You told me you want to sit down and play dominoes with me. Now you're hawking me about my grandson.
Is that Yiddish?
Yes, it is.
May I call you Faye?
Miss Belogis.
You can call me Faye, but I'm going to call you
your grandson on the phone.
Hey, Mrs. Mendelson.
What do you want from me?
Bobby, hey, guys.
Oh.
Look who it is.
Baby.
Saul arrives and sees the guys with his gran. Saul picks up a coffee pot. Budlovsky ducks and Saul hits Matheson with it. Budlovsky punches Saul. Matheson's on the floor clutching his head. To the police.
They kidnapped my grandson.
They came right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, these two guys came in. They sat down
and
with me to play dominoes. I never saw them in my life before. And
well,
they kept asking questions about my grandson.
Well,
what did they look like?
Well, one of them was very tall and sloppy.
And they wore black clothes.
And the other guy, he was very good looking, but he was short as shit. But the worst part was that my grandson came in. Why? And in pajamas. Well, you got to find my grandson.
Well, we'll do the best. I promise, ma'am.
Absolutely. You got something there.
I believe that's a mole, ma'am.
Budlovsky opens the back doors of a van and stares in at Saul.
Oh, you sack of shit. You know what a pain in the ass you get.
No, man, I don't want to get out. Hey,
let's go.
No. Where am I, man? You know what a pain in the ass? What, man? You guys started it, man. I don't even want to be here. Shit, did I do that?
Matheson slugs Saul hard in the guts and Budlovsky pulls him away.
Stand back!
What?
Ted wants him alive!
Why are you holding me back?
Ted wants him alive, okay?
I should be kicking his fucking teeth in!
If anybody's gonna beat him up, it's gonna be Ted.
I look like Hamburglar. And an elephant man.
Like someone fucked you up with a coffee pot, man.
Professional
on this, bitch.
Whatever, man. And where were you?
I was there!
You're supposed to be my partner!
I was there!
No, you wasn't there! How did this happen there? I take
reflex,
the hit?
Man.
That's how it's gonna be?
I fuck all this, you know? Get him out of here. Take him downstairs. Get this asshole out of my sight.
I don't
want
to go near this guy. What's down there?
Right there.
Fucking rancor?
I might act tough, but I got a lot of feelings. And you hurt damn near every one of them.
This ain't over.
You know you're gonna die, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill the fuck out of you. I hope you enjoy these last 17 minutes of your life, because when Ted get here, he gonna be like, kill that motherfucker. Kill your motherfucker. Watch your head.
In the basement.
Hey, watch him.
Saul stares at rows and rows of ganja plants.
God. El Dorado. The legends are true. Look at all this weed, man. Is that old granddaddy?
Come on.
Purple Nirvana. OG Kush.
Matheson leads Saul downstairs to the floor where the plants are growing.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. What kind of irrigation?
Shut up.
Can I touch it?
Come here.
Matheson leads Saul past an enormous hole in a wall where another guy is processing the dope in a lab. Dale rushes into Red's house and looks around at the blood-stained kitchen.
Hello? Red?
He finds weak and bloody Red slumped on the bathroom floor with a large knife in his hand.
Red.
What the fuck? Get out of here, man. I didn't do shit, Denton.
Look, I come in peace, okay? I'm not here to fight you again.
Good. Because I'm tired, man. I'm feeling so hot.
You don't look great.
They shot me, Denton. You got me right here.
Yeah?
Right here. And then they got me again right here.
Look, man, I'll call 911 right now. They'll save your life, okay? You don't need to die.
No, bro. You don't get it, man. It doesn't really matter where I'm at. If I'm at the hospital, if I'm here, Ted's gonna find me, man. He will. And when he does, he's gonna fucking kill me. He is just like an asshole.
I couldn't agree more, Red. That's why I've come here, okay? You know, Ted, he took Saul. And I'm gonna get him back. You know, like, he saved my life. We've been on the run together, and he's a great friend. He's a good guy.
He is, man. I'll tell you that, man. Saul is a good dude.
And I was mean to him, man. I wronged him, and I can't let it end like that.
Man, I'm just into Buddhism, and I'm at peace with the fact that me as this person probably gonna not be around. Think about a hermit crab, okay? And it's a shell, and it's like they go from one shell to the next. And that's what I am. It's like I'm just a hermit crab changing shells.
Except if you're a dick your whole life, your next shell will be made of shit, okay? If you're an asshole, you're gonna come back as a cockroach or a worm or a fucking anal bead, okay? If you're a man and you act heroic, you'll come back as an eagle. You'll come back as a dragon. You'll come back as Jude Law. Okay? Which would you rather be?
Maybe the anal bead, depending on who it belongs to. It
belongs to me.
Then the dragon.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to help me, okay? Just use it, you know? Use the pain. You'll have a second win, man. Let's just get up. We can go get Saul back. Use it. Aren't you angry at Ted?
Yeah, I'm really mad at him.
Well, what do you want to do about it? Don't you want to get up and do something about it?
Maybe. Maybe that would be cool to do to him.
I don't think maybe's the answer I'm looking for. I think yes. I'm going to help you, Dale. That's the answer I'm looking for.
Come here.
Red pulls down a poster revealing a hole where he keeps guns.
Ted Jones messed with the wrong melon farmers.
He takes out a magnum and a shotgun.
Thug life.
Jump forward to them driving through the city. Back at the house, Dale drops his bullets.
Oh, shit. Just make sure you get those. I don't want to run them over in the vacuum cleaner and shoot my face off, okay?
I'm sorry.
Red, his support collar around his neck, holds his head out of the car window as they drive. At the house...
I used to use this little gun when I was a prostitute.
Dale and Red practice mean poses with the guns.
Don't. Don't. Just something quick like that.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Stop it.
You stop it right now.
The sky is black as the little yellow car pulls up on a stretch of ground about 50 yards from the barn cum drug factory. Dale and Red get out holding their weapons.
Oh, God.
Red stays by the car.
That's a big heart now. I can't do this. I'm sorry, man. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm infected. My shit's all fucked up. I need medical attention.
What do you mean you can't? I thought we just got all pumped up. What was that all about?
Dude, Ted is a fucking murderer. I can't fuck with him. I got a wife, man. She's gonna be out of jail soon. I wanna fuck her. I wanna have sex with her. I'm not gonna wake up murdered tomorrow.
Oh, man, no. This
I'm
is
really
lame,
sorry,
you
dude.
Red.
I'm sorry.
Come on. This could be your moment of redemption.
Fuck that. This
can
be your moment. This
I don't want a moment.
I'm not
I don't
want
to.
Kill.
You know what?
Peace.
Fine, go. Fuck you. Please come back for me. Please come back.
I just never died, dude. I'll tell your story.
Inside.
Carol is. She's cool now, but Carol used to be a little crazy, man. She used to throw tickle party.
Sounds like home cooking to me.
That was fun.
Game over, motherfuckers! Everybody freeze! Tell me where my friend is so this guy gets it!
All right, everybody be cool, man. Be cool. Put your guns down. Nobody shoots.
That's
gonna be okay.
Right. Put him down. On the ground.
All right, everybody just chill.
Oh, my God!
They shoot Dale's hostage.
Oh, my God!
Put the fucking gun down! Drop the fucking gun!
Dale, okay, don't shoot me! Holy shit!
I said nobody shoot. You shot Pete.
That's right. I shot him. I shot him, okay? I shot him. I don't have time for a fucking negotiation. Now, I want to finish this shit off so I can go home and have dinner with my wife for once. If anybody asks, Denton killed Pete. End of story!
I'm telling Ted.
If you
He's got
do,
a piece.
Motherfucker.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I got another one right in the side.
Damn it. Okay, I got one more on my leg. There's one more. I know you'll find it. Just take it. Just take it. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry I deceived you. No, come on.
He's thrown into a room with Saul.
Oh, great.
Saul.
Dale.
Yes.
What'd you do, rat me out? Is that what you did, you bastard?
No, man.
Yes.
I'm here to save you.
No. You just got caught, too. I'm gonna die in here with some asshole.
Okay, you know what? I deserve that. I'll take that, because I have been an asshole, man. This whole thing is my fault. I ruined your life, okay? And I know there's no way to make that up to you except by saving your life. So that's what I came here to do. I'm here to save my best friend, because that's what you are, man. You're my best friend.
You're a mean jerk.
I was mean. I was mean because I think I didn't want you to be my best friend. I didn't want to think that that's what my life was. But now I realize I'm lucky to have you as my best friend, man. You're the best guy I know.
BFFF.
Best fucking friends forever, man. Seriously.
They both have their hands tied behind their backs.
All right, give me a
hug. Yeah, okay. Thanks, man. I'm so sorry about everything. Oh, I'm such a dick. Okay, I'm gonna get us out of here.
No, you're not, but it's okay.
Seriously, these guys are gonna fucking kill us. We gotta get out of here.
No, they are.
Why do you have...
Fuck, man! We can hear you outside, and it's very fucking annoying, alright?
Okay, sorry about that, sir.
Shut the fuck up! Do you know what shut the fuck up mean?
I do.
Shit, stupid motherfuckers.
Yes, okay, I got an idea. My belt buckle, right here, okay? Rub your wrist against my belt buckle. That'll do it. Yeah! Oh, is it working?
I can't feel it.
Yeah, I can't feel you.
Oh, wait, I feel it.
I feel it a bit. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna save you, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me save you.
Save me,
it's not working. Okay, wait, we gotta change angles. Here, we gotta get more leverage-y. Okay, wait.
They kneel down on the floor, Dale behind Saul, who bounces rhythmically up and down with his hands at Dale's waist area.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna save you, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save you.
Yeah.
You're my best friend, man.
Yeah, save.
Oh, God. Okay, it's not working. Let me use my mouth. I'll use my mouth. That'll do it.
Okay.
Finish it off with my mouth, pal. Okay. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Dale chews at the ropes around Saul's wrists. Upstairs, the heavies haul a crate full of dope blocks up through the narrow trapdoor in the floor. Ted saunters over with Carol.
Where are these fuckers?
We got them downstairs.
Where'd you find them?
We found Saul at his grandmother's. He fucked up Matheson's face, hit him with a pot of hot coffee. It's gross. Dale Denton comes flying in here like a madman, armed to the teeth, and as you can see, he shot Peter. Plugged them, just whacked them. And now they're both disarmed, and they're downstairs.
He shot Pete? Fucking Pete? He was ex-CIA.
Who the fuck is this Dale Denton?
Who is he? Where did he come from? I do not know.
Ken and Bobby watch through night vision as the drugs are loaded into a car. Ken says, time to cook shit up tonight, take his stash and burn this motherfucker down. The Korean thugs run to the barn.
No retreat, no surrender.
Wearing black like the others, Ken and Bobby run over to join the assault. Saul and Dale have freed their hands.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. If I cough once, I'll take the lead. If I cough twice, you go, okay?
I cough sometimes.
Matheson storms in.
Yo, look. I'm gonna say this one time. Whatever you're doing, I get it, okay? Stop!
See, I don't think you understood me. I can hear everything you're saying out there. One cough mean you go, two cough mean you take the lead. The belt buckle, best friends forever. Y'all fucking your own time, man.
Sorry, man, it was some stupid plan.
What the fuck is that?
Dale attacks with his shot.
Dale!
Saul runs at Matheson, knocks the gun out of his hand and tries to grab it.
I've been waiting for this in front of my face! Huh?
Matheson has him by the leg.
Tear this ass.
Saul grabbed the gun and blasted Matheson in the chest.
You shot me.
I'm sorry, man.
I never been shot. Damn, that hurt. I got glass in my ass. Damn.
Oh, that's messed up.
Damn!
Has anyone seen my bigger knife?
The Koreans storm the barn, smashing in through the windows and opening fire on Ted and his men. Ken screams out, "War is upon you. Prepare to suck the cock of karma." Then lets fly with a burst of gunfire. The heavies take cover and shoot back.
Get out, motherfucker!
Ken hurls a throwing knife which hits one of Ted's men square in the neck. A balaclava-wearing Korean gets into the driver's seat of the van, but Ted shoots him point-blank in the head. Carol shoots a Korean on the van roof.
Hell no! No, wake up, man! No, you're not dying, man! Not without me! Dale!
What?
You're alive! You're alive!
What happened?
Oh, he got your ear, man.
He got my what?
He got your ear!
Ow! Fuck! Ow! Ow! Fuck!
Saul hands him the piece of ear.
Oh!
Help!
My ear!
Yeah.
Help! You killed my ear! You shot me!
I didn't do that.
He shot me!
You shot him?
Get your hands off me!
Shut up! We've had enough out of you!
I'm not your friend.
Maybe
I can just...
No. Infected.
Is that it? Maybe we just hold it.
Dale tries to rest the blasted-off chunk of ear in place, but it falls off. Upstairs, the vicious gunfight between Ted's heavies and the black-clad Korean assault squad is in full swing. Bobby jumps down through the trapdoor in the barn floor. Ted and Carol take cover behind metal drums and shoot with automatic pistols. Budlovsky shoots one of the Koreans off the upper walkway. Another Korean shoots from the roof and Budlovsky is hit. Downstairs, Saul creeps around a corner holding the gun poised. Dale pops his head out behind him.
Clear. Dude! Look!
An array of automatic weapons hangs on coat hooks on the wall behind them. They tool themselves up with AK-47 assault rifles, automatic pistols, and plenty of ammunition. Holding an AK-47 poised, Dale takes point and leads Saul into the plant-growing area.
So seriously, how gross does my ear look? Is it really disgusting, or is it, like, kind of cool in a way?
Right now, it's pretty disgusting. I feel like I can smell it.
Oh.
Don't worry, bro. Think about Evander Holyfield. You can't even tell.
That's a good point.
Wait.
They creep behind the tall marijuana plants. A heavy shoots at them from the corner of the room. Dale and Saul shoot back, blasting the heavy into a plastic crate. Two more heavies shoot at them from the upper walkway. Saul and Dale return fire, and one of the heavies is hit. He falls, trapping his foot in a chain, and swings across the room to land on one of the dope plants. Dale and Saul riddle him with bullets, then shoot at the other gunman. Ken creeps up behind the heavy and stabs him in the back. He drops off the walkway.
Did you shoot that guy?
Yeah, bullets.
Me too. Maybe it was ricochet.
Gravity.
Oh, nice.
You go down. I'll cover.
Watch my back. I'll go down and take care of this.
Ted and Carol stare at each other, then kiss passionately.
Sexy motherfucker.
Ted breaks cover, shooting as he goes. One of his men opens fire at the intruders, but is peppered with bullets. Ted quickly vanishes down the trapdoor and waits by a table laden with dope blocks. On the floor below, Saul runs to the staircase and Dale stops him.
No, there might be more mad guys up there. Here, we'll sneak out through the vent. Come on, I'll boost you up, okay? And then you pull me up, okay?
Dale lifts Saul up and he pulls down the grill covering an air vent above them. Dale makes a step with his hands and Saul clambers up into the vent.
Yeah, yes, nice me. Nice!
Okay, pull me up! I'm ready! Go!
Give it to me!
Come on!
Be taller!
Be stronger!
They can only touch fingertips.
Pull me! Come on, man!
No!
I'm jumping as high as I can!
Hey, Ted!
Ted appears in the doorway and shoots at Dale, who cowers.
I'll get help!
Dale runs.
Go ahead and run, you little dipshit! I'll find you!
Saul emerges out of the other end of the ventilation shaft. He finds himself outside, about 50 yards away from the barn. He looks over at the building and ponders. Dale silently paces out of the processing lab, holding his silver automatic pistol poised. Wide-eyed, he scans the room through the sights of the gun, not noticing that Bobby is watching him from the ceiling. Bobby drops down behind Dale and grabs him round the neck. The two men struggle and Dale shoots Bobby in the throat.
You.
Ted runs through a doorway holding a gun in each hand and checks left and right. He carefully creeps through another doorway, keeping his guns at the ready. He steps up to the hole in the processing lab wall and looks down at Bobby's body, lying in a pool of blood. Up on a walkway, Dale looks down at Ted and psychs himself up. He leaps off the walkway, landing on Ted and sending him sprawling onto the floor. Ted throws a punch and Dale blocks it with a fire extinguisher, which hits him in the face. Ted hits Dale in the guts with the extinguisher and they struggle to grab it.
Oh, no! Give me that fire extinguisher! Okay!
Ted smashes Dale in the face and Dale barges him back against a post. Both men square up to each other, then Dale gets Ted with a double nipple cripple. Ted grabs Dale's hair and bites his wounded ear, then wipes the blood off his mouth in disgust. Upstairs, Carol points her gun at Ken.
You and me, baby, drop it now! Put the bag down! Now!
She shoots and Ken shoots back, hitting her in the arm. She collapses and drops her gun, and Ken breaks cover, carrying the bag. Carol grabs her gun and puts a few bullets into Ken, but he manages to crawl through the trapdoor. Saul comes through the door holding an assault rifle.
Fuck the police!
He shoots at Carol, but the recoil from the gun causes the muzzle to shoot up in the air, missing her completely. He's out of bullets, and she charges at him. Saul hesitates, then decides to charge back. Carol flips him over, then starts kicking him. Ted and Dale brandish fluorescent strips.
Why are you doing this to me?
Why are you doing this to me?
Dale breaks his strip light and Ted smashes him over the back with his. Dale grabs an overhead bar and manages to wrap his legs around Ted's neck. They both crash into some barrels.
I hate you.
Ted punches Dale in the mouth.
Stop it.
Upstairs, Saul and Carol fight on the dusty barn floor.
Come on, Peter. Come on, I'll twist your paw so tight.
You're in the jungle now, baby.
He punches her in the face. She punches him back and headbutts him. He boots her in the crotch. Then smashes her in the chops, knocking her onto her back. Ted tries to kick Dale, who grabs his foot. Ted punches Dale, who kicks him, then body slams him. Upstairs, Saul smashes a plank over Carol's back.
Gonna die!
I didn't want to do that. You weren't gonna stop.
Budlovsky stumbles to his feet and staggers over, holding a pistol.
Shoot him!
Just take it easy, buddy.
Shoot him, you dumb fuck!
He doesn't seem to have the strength.
I'm hungry. I'm going home.
He lowers the gun and Saul stands nervously.
All right.
Matheson pops out of the trapdoor and shoots Budlovsky.
I knew you going soft. Dinner's gonna be cold tonight, asshole.
Fucked up, man.
He aims at Saul.
Well, looky here,
Mr. Folgers.
What's up, sir?
Look, I didn't want to hit you, man.
Shut the fuck up! Think you was gonna get me, motherfucker? Huh? You need to sit your little sexy ass down and watch yourself get killed now.
All right. You know what? This is how it's gonna be. All right. Silence.
Saul stretches out his arms. Suddenly, the little yellow car smashes through the wall and Matheson screams as it plows into him. Red lumbers out of the car and yells at Matheson's body.
You just got killed by a Daewoo Lanos, motherfucker! How you like me now, huh?
Gross.
Red?
Saul! Hey, Saul! I came back for you, bro.
Yeah.
I remembered, man. Bros before hoes.
You lied to me.
I did, I lied big time to you.
Dale said that you didn't even have herpes, and I said that you did.
Honestly, like, from now on, just, like, from everything that we've gone through, and, like, from seeing this fucking asshole's nuts smashed with my Daewoo, I'm gonna be a better friend to you. Like, I really am.
I fucking love you, dog. I fucking love you.
I want to be inside you, Holmes.
No more lies, Red.
This is my moment.
This is your moment.
Carol shoots him.
Red!
Downstairs, Ken crawls along the floor holding his black bag, while Ted and Dale fight among the dope plants. Ken has taken a steel case out of the bag and opens it to reveal a bomb. Upstairs, Carol aims an Uzi at Saul.
You know what? I'm feeling it. Red, I'm coming, baby.
Your stupidity amazes me.
Ken holds up the bomb.
Hey, Ted! You killed my brother! Caucasian, son of cocksucker! Suck my balls! Two times!
He throws the bomb down, and Ted and Dale stare at it. Dale smacks Ted.
Bitch, bring it on.
Dale runs from the bomb. It explodes, smashing Ted against the wall and torching all the dope plants. Upstairs.
Shit, Dale. Dale! Oh, shit!
The explosion bursts up through the trapdoor, throwing Saul through the air and launching the Daewoo. It crashes down on Carol. Saul lies unconscious on the floor. Downstairs, the plants are engulfed in flames. Dale emerges from a crate he was blown into and looks around at the thick smoke. He walks across to Ted's smashed and charred body.
Sorry, Ted.
He throws down the subpoena.
You've been served.
Dale clambers through the trapdoor and into the barn, then realizes that his trousers are on fire.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
He quickly unbuttons his flies and drops his strides.
Saul! Saul!
He kicks his trousers off and runs over to the unconscious Saul.
Wake up, man! The place is gonna collapse! Come on! Come to me! You're not dying today, friend! Not on my watch!
Dale, in his jacket, shirt and underpants, picks Saul up and carries him out through the hole Red made in the wall. Behind him, a burning beam falls from the roof. The flames lick around a drum marked Danger, Flammable. Dale carries Saul a good distance away from the barn, then lays him on the ground.
Saul! Wake up, man, please! Saul! Wake up! Oh, sweet Saul!
He kisses Saul's fingers.
Saul! Yes! Yeah! Saul, you made it!
What?
Yeah! You made it, man!
You saved me!
You came back for me!
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What happened?
What happened? Oh!
Oh! The barn erupts in flames.
Holy shit.
A figure crawls out of the wrecked barn.
Ow, ow, ow. What's that?
The figure waves.
Hi. Red?
Saul and Dale stand up.
Red!
Hey.
Red! Where'd you come from, man? Where'd he come from?
I came back to save us.
You saved us?
Yeah.
Right, man. Oh, saved each other.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We made it, guys. We made it. Oh, we made
it. They hug each other and watch the barn burn. Later, still bloody and blackened, they're in a diner.
Hello, you're listening to PPR PPP. I am Dale Denton. The topic of the day, new beginnings. Getting over losses. Friends. Life. We have our first caller. Yes, ring, ring, ring. How's it going?
Hi. Am I on the air?
You're about to get D'd by the Dale. a D in the face.
Dale Denton?
Yeah.
You're my hero.
You're my hero.
Yay! You are good, man. Seriously.
Thanks, man.
I gotta admit.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds real,
it's
dude.
It's not bad, huh?
If I close my eyes, it does sound like that. Sound, yeah, that's
you
the
are
voice.
On the radio.
That's the radio.
This is the radio.
That's a DJ.
No, but better. Like, if you were on it, I would listen to it.
Thanks, man.
It's like when my bubby was always playing opera. I was like, I hated it, but my bubby loves it. You know
then it grows
mean?
On you. It grows
yeah,
on you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's like Red. I didn't like Red when I first met him, I'll be honest.
You didn't like me?
No, but you like him so much, I like you now.
Pop, seriously. I know this sounds weird, but can we be best friends? Just us? For real?
I think we should all be best friends.
We should be.
You guys are
seriously,
my best friends.
We shared a moment.
You guys were like both of my best friends, and you didn't even know it, but now you know it, and we'll all be best friends.
You know what we should get? You know those hearts that break up, and it's like best friends? We should get
three-way.
Like a three-way one three-way. Of those, man.
I don't even know if they fucking make those.
We should make
we
the first
make
one.
Three-way.
What about?
I want the middle piece that'll be crooked on both sides.
I know we've gone over this again and again, but like, thousand pardons, please.
Me
I know
too,
I
man.
Up.
I was a dick to you, man. I'm sorry.
I know that I was an asshole. I hope I redeemed myself with you. And I know me and you have had our deal.
We've had some times now.
But I kind of feel like something's happening here.
I think it's growing.
Was that a boner?
Is that a condo? Is that us moving into an apartment
together?
Is that
together? Us getting a timeshare?
You threw an ashtray in his face. I was
you
like,
hit me, man. No,
at the time, I was like, whoa, but I was kind of funny.
Dude,
you
that
hit
shit.
Me with the dust buster. Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt you, but it was like, you better fucking not leave here.
That was such a good fight, man.
That was.
You
fuckhead.
Yeah. The car chase was pretty awesome.
You guys got no fucking car chase.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
That was cool.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Pretty,
oh my god.
Sweet. I like had my foot through the window.
Oh,
and, like, my groin. I mean, I felt like a wishbone.
I'm trying to decide how stoned I am and just how like on the verge of death am I right now? Is like am I like seeing shit because I'm stoned or because I like have no blood left
You've
in my body?
You've been shot like seven times.
You gotta eat. You gotta eat.
Yeah.
You're losing stuff.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Saul feeds Red.
Like a baby.
It's a miracle. I think we should just all take a moment and think about what a miracle it is that we got out of there.
And that we all became friends in the process and like kind of learned some shit about life and stuff.
Should we put our hands and touch each other's hands while we do this?
Okay.
They touch hands and bow their heads.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, dude, so much.
Oh, man. That's my life.
Red?
Red. Hey. Yo, Red, man.
Ooh.
You alive?
Something
Red bad. Wakes up.
Uh-oh, hey.
Hey!
I'm like the nerd at the sleepover. I'll sleep at nine.
It's okay. We won't put our dicks in your mouth.
Oh, God.
Hey, there's Bubby.
Oh.
Come on. Stay out here.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should go to the doctor.
We go?
Oh, dude, do you think he'll drive me to the hospital?
Me too. I should get the ear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to smoke up.
My ear should probably get a professional attention.
It is bad. Whoa.
The three of them amble out of the diner and get in Saul's Bubby's car.
You guys smell like shit.
The car pulls away and the screen fades to black. ITFC audio description was read by Sam Clark. Cast: Dale Denton, Seth Rogen, Saul Silver, James Franco, Red, Danny McBride, Budlovsky, Kevin Corrigan, Matheson, Craig Robinson, Ted Jones, Gary Cole, Carol, female cop, Rosie Perez, Robert, Ed Begley Jr.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Desktop, desktop, folder view, list view. Alt tab, Audacity, table track, one row.